what's up? Welcome to The Shit List, your Patreon exclusive show where I, Blessing Eddie Jr., I go online and find a top 10 list and bring it back to Tim, Gettys, and Barry Courtney on the ones and twos, and we judge it for your amusement. Today, we're doing a top 15 list.
Ooh.
The 15 best N64 games of all time.
Love this.
Ranked.
Okay, is this IGN? The Gamer!
By The Gamer, yes.
Fuck yeah. Okay, I love that.
Usually when we do platform lists, we do the IGN ones, but The Gamer keeps us on our toes.
Dude, not only does it keep us on our toes, 15 N64 games, I love that. Because I feel like 25, way too much to talk about. 15, though, means they still have something to say. And like, I feel like a top 10, pretty easy to get into. That was hilariously looking, Barrett.
What just happened? Oh my god.
He's getting sucked into Parappa like Kirby. I feel like 15 gives us some fun wiggle room to like get into some of the deeper cuts.
Yeah, some of the fun ones.
Yeah, that are still very high
quality. Like get some Diddy Kong Racings in there, you know?
Well, I feel like that would be the top 10.
You're right. You know what I mean? The top 10, yeah.
But like, yeah, what could potentially be there? I mean,
starting off with the easy ones,
right?
Zelda Ocarina and Mario 64.
Mario Kart 64.
Yeah.
Mario Kart, yes.
Super Smash Brothers.
Yes, for sure.
Majora's Mask?
Yes.
Yes, for sure. So that's five right there.
That must be on the top 10.
Hold A, on. Mario Party.
Two?
I don't know the best one.
Yeah, I get kind of caught up on this. I think two's the one people like the most. Let's say two.
Yeah.
Mario Party 2.
Two's the one that I have the most nostalgia for, at least.
A weird one that I think will be on a top 15, Beetle Adventure Racing.
No way.
I'm telling
no
you, man.
No way.
Like, that game was on every top N64 list back in the day. Like
Beetle Adventure Racing?
Beetle Adventure. It's the Volkswagen Beetle racing game. It is like one of the most critically acclaimed N64 games.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of that, GoldenEye.
Oh, yeah.
And Perfect Dark.
Perfect Dark.
Yeah, I want to talk about critically acclaimed. You ever look at the Perfect Dark Metascore and just like stare at it?
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. That game has like a 98 or some shit like that. Insane critic score.
The craziest thing to me about Perfect Dark is the box art of seeing Elvis the alien in the reflection of her eye.
I don't think I ever noticed this.
Dude, can you pull up the Perfect Dark box art?
Just one second.
See, 15 is tough because like already you've listed
and
quite
the GoldenEye box art, please.
Because I think I missed one somewhere, but we got Zelda Ocarina, Mario 64, Mario Kart, Smash Brothers is what I missed. Majora's Mask. Let me type down Smash. Mario Party 2, Diddy Kong Racing. I just added that. Beetle Adventure Racing, GoldenEye, Perfect Dark. That's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's 10 games we've barely gotten into it.
Banjo Kazooie,
of course.
Yeah. I'm pulling up the box art here.
And
you do see it.
Look in her eye. The alien.
Oh, shit.
Elvis.
I don't think I ever noticed that.
He's there. And then can you pull up the GoldenEye one?
Give me just a sec.
I hope you never noticed this. I might break.
Oh, is it the face? The long face? Yeah. We've talked about this, I think, maybe on this show before. We're at 11 games and we barely gotten started because we've not talked about Paper Mario.
Oh, you're right.
Paper Mario's on there.
You're right.
We've not talked about Pokemon Stadium.
Puzzle League.
Pokemon Puzzle League. See, I don't even know if we see Pokemon Puzzle League.
I think we do. It's one, again. Pokemon Puzzle League to me is a perfect example of a top 15 N64 game list where like...
Oh, you're underrating the N64 library a little bit, I feel like.
I don't know, man.
Because I got both Pokemon Stadiums in there above Pokemon Puzzle
League. Look at how long his mouth is.
Why'd they do that, man? Why'd they do that?
Isn't that just his hand, though?
It is.
It is. Yeah. It just looks like he has a long mouth.
I got Pokemon Stadium on here. I got Pokemon Puzzle League on here. There's like a billion rare games, I feel like. Because what? We've already talked about GoldenEye. There's Conker. I feel like Conker makes it.
I don't think Conker makes it.
You think Pokemon Puzzle League makes it above Conker?
I do.
That's wild.
It depends, because this is from The Gamer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I could see Conker sneaking in here.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Like, I don't think Conker is not a chance it's on the list, but...
See, I think Conker has a little bit more of a chance than Pokemon Puzzle League, because, like, more people talk about Conker.
See, I don't think that's
Puzzle League might actually be a better game, but like,
no, it is.
Yeah,
but that's the thing though. I feel like Pokemon Puzzle League has that like, if you know, you know type thing, and there's nothing N64 motherfuckers love more than an if you know, you know.
Yeah,
type
but
thing.
Pokemon, my thing with Pokemon Puzzle League is that there are other games that are like it because Pokemon Puzzle League is just a different puzzle
it's
game.
It's Tetris Attack.
Right? Yeah, but Tetris Attack exists, whereas Conker is the only Conker.
But Pokemon Puzzle League was the most anime-influenced Pokemon thing at a time where that meant so much. Mm-hmm. And it was reviewed incredibly well. And it won, like, IGN gave it awards. Like, IGN, mm-hmm. like, rocked for that shit.
Conker said bad words.
He did.
And he fought a great Mighty Pooh, and it was a musical.
But I think you compare that to the other Rare games, and it's like, oh, Banjo makes it. Like,
But that's the thing is, I think when we talk about the Nintendo 64, it really does come down to Nintendo and Rare. Like, I think those are the two all-stars of that platform, and then every other game comes after.
For sure.
So I do think, we see GoldenEye, Perfect Dark, Banjo, and then, I think it gets into Conker, Diddy Kong Racing.
Real talk, like, I know that this is going to be blasphemous to you.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a higher chance of Pokemon Puzzle League being on it than Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah, that's blasphemous. Yeah, well, then we're lying to ourselves.
No, we're not.
At that point, Pokemon Stadium's fucking incredible.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No,
it's dude, awesome.
It's broken as fuck. Mini games are like, they're nostalgic. They're not good.
They're fun.
No.
They're fun, and you can battle Pokemon, and they look great. You're getting actual 3D animations.
Nintendo Switch Online?
What was that?
Did you play Stadium when it came to Nintendo Switch Online?
Yeah, I play it surprisingly often. I go back to Stadium all the time.
Yeah.
And are the battles broken at a certain point? Yes. But
the rental system was stupid. Look, I fucking put hundreds of hours into Pokemon Stadium. Mm-hmm. I love the game. But understanding what it is, it was essentially just a glorified Game Boy player in a weird way. Mm-hmm. But you are bringing up an interesting point that seeing Pokemon battle in 3D, very important.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap.
I don't know if Pokemon Snap. I'll write it down. I don't know if Pokemon Snap is making it onto this list.
Do we see Star Fox 64?
Oh, yes. My God. Yeah, yes. Yes. That's a major one.
See, I think a question mark for me is DK64. I think it's a 50-50 on if we see it or not.
Yeah. I think it's a 10-90 that we don't.
Really?
Yeah.
We'll see about that. But hopefully, because the gamer is sometimes chaotic with their list, hopefully they're chaotic like Blessing and I. You know?
Let's keep naming. Can we go for it, Bet?
I've got, and again, this is just nostalgia play. Wave Race 64.
Yeah, that's on there.
Wave Race fucking kicks. I think Wave Race still makes to this it. Day.
I think that Wave Race Blue Storm is the good one.
Mm.
Whereas Wave Race 64 was a launch title. You know what I mean?
But for the time,
Wave Race for the time it was good though. Like at the time, I feel like it was.
But it was just good, and coming out next to Mario 64, and then having the Wave Race on GameCube be that much better.
Mm. But I think it's still it's not Pilot Wings. You know what I mean? Pilot Wings coming out again with Mario, it's get the shit out of here. Wave Race was still surprisingly this game has really good looking water.
Here's the thing. You're thinking about the GameCube one. The GameCube one had really good looking water.
The N64 had great looking water too.
It had fine looking.
No, it had water.
Even for the time, it was like.
I think
it looked like goo more than water.
This is a what's the actual name headline of this list?
The best N64 games of all time ranked.
The N64 had a ton of titles that were iconic, like a 1080 snowboarding, Snowboard Kids, lots of snowboarding. I put Wave Race into that category of everybody knows it, but I don't know that it makes people's lists.
Interesting.
So, again, two other nostalgia ones. Of these two, I think Rogue Squadron is probably the more beloved when looking back on it. I love Shadows of the Empire. Yeah. I know Shadows of the Empire is very debated on, its quality, but I think that game is super fucking fun. One that I forget if we mentioned when we were talking about all the Pokemon games, of course, Pokemon Snap.
Oh, we talked about it. Yeah, we talked about it. Right. Shout out, Hey You Pikachu. Not got me on this list. But shout out, Hey You
Pikachu.
I don't
think we should be shouting out.
Well, you didn't like talking to Pikachu?
Did you ever play it?
No, I had a friend that had it at his house.
I rented it so many goddamn times.
Really?
I fucking hate it. I that was a game, I probably more so than any other game in history, that I rented probably two or three times because I was like, Tim, you like this. You enjoy this. You do like this game.
Yeah.
This is a thing you're having fun doing. I did not have. I hated it. But the idea of it was so. I want to talk to a Pikachu.
Yeah.
Yeah. A couple I'll throw out. Does an F-Zero make it on here? Does F-Zero?
Oh, dude. Which F-Zero X. Yeah.
X, that's what it was. It's not.
That's just good.
Extreme G is not going to make it, but shout out Extreme G.
Shout out to Extreme G.
One that I'd be, stupid to not bring up, especially when talking about Star Wars games, Star Wars Episode One Racer.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I feel like of the other ones that even above Rogue Squadron, I think that's
just so you know, we have 25 games right now.
I know. Real talk though, I could see Episode One Racer making it over Rogue Squadron, because Rogue Squadron is another one where Rogue Squadron 2 is the one that like really hit.
Yeah.
Tony Hawk doesn't make it, right? Like,
no,
the games are better on PlayStation.
Not, exactly.
Yeah.
Like Spider-Man.
Fuck, I just had one that like.
I mean, going through the Yoshi story doesn't make it.
No.
Now I'm just looking at Smash characters. There's no Metroid. There's no Metroid. There's no Earthbound.
Any other sports games?
Was there like an NBA
Mario
Jam?
Mario Tennis, Mario Golf.
Ooh. Oh, there's maybe like those are strong maybes for me, like Mario Golf, Mario Tennis. Mario Tennis on 64 is sick.
Mario Tennis would be the best bet, but I don't think it makes top 15.
Yeah, I think looking at the list that we got here, it's like it's tough to think about Mario Tennis or Golf making it in.
All right, let's get into it.
Starting off, I should also clarify, PJ Molloy wrote this list. Shout out PJ Molloy, I know that name. This is updated 6 days ago.
Hmm.
Updated is an interesting word.
I've already seen number 15.
Oh, before we even get into it, Jet Force Gemini. If you want to do this list right, include Jet Force Gemini, baby. All right, at number 15, we got Mario Kart 64. All
right. I'm going to say this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the fuck out of this.
I will respect it if the rest of the list.
I need to see. Yeah. I need to see Diddy Kong Racing in the top five, and then I'll respect it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I need to see Diddy Kong Racing.
I need Mario Kart 64 this low so Diddy Kong Racing can rise up.
Mario Kart 64, in my opinion, when we can look back, and I understand at the time things were different.
Yes.
But I think the battle mode is the only truly great thing about this game.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Those tracks are still iconic, man.
The tracks are still iconic.
But the way it plays, it just doesn't feel right. I hate that it feels like you're moving the map as opposed to controlling
the
character.
It definitely felt more like a half step after the Super Nintendo version of Mario Kart.
Oh, man.
I get what he's saying.
Game is great. This game plays great.
I still have a lot of nostalgia for it.
We pick up this game today. I'm playing it with a blindfold on. It feels
right. I think the greatest part of this game still are the tracks themselves. I think they're still iconic to this day.
And the soundtrack. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
At number 14, fuck this list.
What?
Fuck this list. We got Super Smash Brothers at number 14. This list is trash. Two thumbs down for me. This list is garbage.
Y'all. We got to see the rest of it, though.
Got to see the rest of it.
No, I don't need it.
Obviously, I love Smash Brothers. Mm. Well, I mean, how high are you putting Smash?
Top three.
Yeah?
Smash top three. And Smash?
Top three.
I'm putting Smash arguably above Ocarina. I think Smash, Smash 1 is fucking incredible, dude.
I mean, again, I fucking love it.
I was obsessed with this game. But no, I mean, well, maybe I'm you know, saying too much putting it above Ocarina. It's not number 14. Number 14 is insane. Move on. And number 13, we got Pokemon Snap. You're putting Smash below Pokemon Snap. Fuck you, PJ. Fuck you.
Look, I don't agree, but I get it. Like, Pokemon Snap is, I think, the pinnacle of the type of experience it was going for. Experience I've never personally enjoyed. But, like, so many people do, and they haven't been able to emulate it. Like, new Pokemon Snap did not do what this one did.
I forgot new Pokemon Snap came out. That's insane. Number 12, we got GoldenEye 007.
I am in love with this list so far.
I don't hate this spot for GoldenEye, I'm going to be honest.
Let's get fucking weird.
I'm shocked. I'm speechless.
I mean, we had a great list of games, man. Let's see.
At number 11, we got Mario Party 3.
Three, all right.
Mario Party 3 above GoldenEye, huh? That's what we're doing. We're doing today.
I'm saying, if I go back to Mario Party 3 today, I think I'm having more of a fun time with that game than I am with GoldenEye, with how GoldenEye
I know we always talk about how much GoldenEye has aged badly. But you can't sit here and tell me that the N64 Mario Party games have aged better than GoldenEye.
100%.
No.
Not even a doubt in my mind.
Even at the time playing Mario Party, granted, I played mainly Mario Party 1. I didn't play 2 and 3, so maybe the minigames were better. Playing Mario Party 1, even at the time, I was like, yo, these are jank as fuck, dude. Like, these do not feel right whatsoever.
It's a purpose jank.
Yeah.
But, like, how purposeful, though? Like, because these games are so bare bones.
Oh,
they're so bare bones. I don't want to judge 3 too harsh because I didn't play much of 3, but At number 10, we got Resident Evil 2.
Very interesting. And so I like that he gives reasons for each one.
Yeah.
So this is the most impressive N64 game. which I understand what they're going for. Like, this, when this came out, it was like, damn, y'all made that work with your weird ass cartridges. I'm impressed. So yeah, I'm not upset about this.
Is the PS1 version, is that better? Or was there a PS1 version?
Yeah, yeah.
There was,
yeah.
Okay.
The PS1
that
version.
That was like the two disc.
Gotcha, gotcha.
That's the version of the game, you know.
Okay. Number nine, we got F-Zero X.
Hell yeah.
All right, we're back on track. We're back on track. Show me some Extreme G.
This game is fucking great.
And number eight, we got Paper Mario. All right, I'm not mad at it. You want to talk about games aging well? Spot. Paper Mario ages pretty well.
Yeah.
Man. Like, it's a good looking game to this day. Obviously, like, the gameplay is just an RPG, and so it's pretty straightforward in how it plays and still can be fun today. Like, shout out Paper Mario 1. And number seven, we got Star Fox 64.
One of my favorite games of all time, man. Like, this is another one where, like, it's so hard to, like, I think it's impossible to recapture the magic of it, because I feel like even if you were to make a perfect Star Fox game these days, it just wouldn't, it would feel lesser than, it wouldn't feel like the premium thing.
It was a time and a place.
But man, like, there is nothing like the world of Star Fox to me. Like, the way that they would talk to each other, like, the branching paths of getting to different levels and Cat coming back and it's Falco's ex-girlfriend and, like, just little lines of dialogue. Like, they, with so little, and the voice acting as well, which was, like, such a novel concept back then, it fleshed out a universe, like a galaxy of characters.
It made it feel much bigger, like, past, like, what the story you were being given, which was cool.
So sick.
And number six, we got Perfect Dark.
Best in 64.
Honestly, so yeah, this makes me forgive the GoldenEye being so low, because you're putting a Perfect Dark at number six. I think that makes more sense.
Yeah. I respect that.
There's a choice being made there. I get it. I think it's a good choice. I'm actually not mad at it at all. We're down to top five.
Yeah, we are.
What are we? Now, like, what did we miss?
Mario 64.
Diddy Kong Racing. I think, in the same way that Perfect Dark over GoldenEye, I think that they're Diddy Kong over Mario.
That's your way to redeem yourself. You want to do it that way.
64. There you go. Top five.
No, there's not been Banjo.
Oh yeah, Banjo. Or DK64.
Where it's not happening. I've already given it up.
You never know. They could be as unhinged as us. They put Mario Kart 64 at 15.
You have to have a certain level of intellect to put Donkey Kong 64 that high in your list.
That is true.
You got to be fucking smart.
Different direction than I was thinking, but
gotta
okay.
You got to be a fucking
Tim said, like,
you got to be on
really
our level, Barry.
Low level.
you got to have some high ass intellect to put DK 64 that high. At number five, we got The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
I respect the fuck out of this. This guy's list, number one's going to be Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Was this the same person that did the top 10 Nintendo games?
I don't know.
I don't know. I could see a world where Majora's Mask for this list isn't number one. I could see it being Mario. I could see it being Banjo, honestly. And maybe, like, Majora's at, like, number three.
I'm looking it up.
I respect the hell out of this list so far.
That's
wild. But I do appreciate that they do recognize that Majora is the better game, either way.
Okay, no, it's a different person than who did the best Nintendo games of all time. And number four, we got Super Mario 64. This list is crazy, dude. I'm so excited to see what this top three is.
Top three, like, Banjo,
Majora's.
Because both of those, I think, have something to say.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
If their top three is Banjo, is, I think, Majora at number one, Banjo number two.
Diddy Kong
Racing number three. I respect the actual fuck out of this list, because, like, they're making choices and they're standing by them.
At number three, we got Diddy Kong Racing. Diddy Kong Racing at number three. At number two, we got Banjo-Kazooie.
Do it. At number one, you got Zelda
Majora's Mask. All right, you got me. I'm giving it a thumbs up.
Holy shit.
I'm giving it a thumbs up.
Yo, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was incredible. The storytelling of this list, that's what we're looking for on the shit list. Good job, PJ.
It still hurt, but it's one of those, like, I imagine this is what people feel like when they see any of my ranked lists for Assassin's Creed or Zelda, where people react to it and they're like, oh, I didn't want that, but I understand why you did it.
So, that's the thing is, like, now that we're here, I can understand this list, right? Like, I get the feeling of, like, Majora's has something going for it, right? There's, like, a stylistic choice there that pushes it forward. Banjo, if you want to talk about it as a platformer, like, how it levels up on Mario 64, right? I'm willing to hear that conversation. Diddy Kong Racing, obviously better than Mario Kart 64. That's a conversation not enough of us are willing to have. So I get it. I get it. I like this list.
Again, yeah. you have to have a certain level of intellect to think that Diddy Kong Racing is.
No DK 64, which upsets me, but I digress. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, what's your favorite N64 game? Let us know in the comments below. Till next time, I've been Blessing. That's been Tim. That's been Barrett. It's been our pleasure to serve you.